And I'm John Norton. This is Morning Edition from NPR and WGLT. Bloomington psychologist Dr. Cedric Williams believes police need to be part of the solution to reconcile the trust gap between blacks and law enforcement. Williams spoke with WGLT for the series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. He says he has multiple identities that include Army officer and founder of a Twin Cities-based psychological consulting and leadership firm, and that is currently working with the Bloomington Police Department. Williams says that gives him a unique perspective on the importance of that collaboration.
And so when I think about that on an individual level, and when I think that on a community change level, I understand that I have to work with other people who we might not see eye to eye, but as long as we are continually in relationship with one another and that we're continuing to press forward, I think that that's important. I understand and respect other people's opinions and organizations, whether it be BLM, NAACP, which all of those, I think, are great organizations, right? And I think that making sure we are working together to bring about change and trusting that other, they're wanting the same change that I want. And I think that there are people in the police department who want the same change that I want as well. I don't think that that's like a consensus, but I think that there are a lot of people in those departments that want to see change.
You say there is some buy-in in the Bloomington Police Department, but there seems to be this either-or mentality among some people. It's either Blue Lives Matter or Black Lives Matter. You can't have both.
Well, let me start by saying I think that Black Lives Matter. Period. Pause. I think that when we are yelling Black Lives Matter, it is not to say that all lives don't matter, but in order for all lives to matter, Black lives have to matter. I think historically we have lived in a context where Black lives in this country and even globally have been marginalized continually. And during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we set aside a time to talk about breast cancer awareness. Now, if I was giving a speech and I was talking about solely breast cancer and the importance of breast cancer, and then all of a sudden somebody stood up and said, hey, you know what? All cancer matters. You would look at that person and was like, of course I think that all cancer matters, but we're setting aside a time right now to specifically address breast cancer, raise money and funding and research for breast cancer. If you think about that in the historical context, that's what we're doing right now with Black Lives Matter. Yeah, absolutely, all lives matter, but historically, Black lives have not mattered to a lot of people in our cultural context. So we are setting aside a time in history to specifically say Black lives matter, and we also absolutely agree that all lives matter. But in order for all lives to matter, Black lives have to matter. And that's why we're setting aside this time to be able to address that. And I think that overall, like even with Blue Lives Matter, it's like, look, like the dichotomous thinking is like, I can work with a police officer and absolutely look at them and say, like, their life matters as a human being. And I also can say, as a person who believes that Black lives matter, I think that that's important for us to be able to address and talk about these issues right now.
Why do you think some people have so much trouble saying Black Lives Matter?
I think that some people have a problem saying Black Lives Matter because they don't believe that Black Lives Matter. I think that some people won't say Black Lives Matter because they think somehow that would negate the idea of all lives mattering, which I, once again, I think that that's ridiculous. I think that some people won't say Black Lives Matter because they are hung up on the idea of, I want to support Black lives because I think that they matter, but I don't want to support the Black Lives Matter movement. I would say that if you can't say Black Lives Matter, period, pause, I would say that that's something that you really need to examine. Like, do you actually fundamentally believe that a Black life matters? And why? Or why not? And if you believe that a Black life matters, then what are you doing in order to make that reality or that belief that you have penetrate and be pervasive throughout society, whether it be in your home, whether it be in your organization, whether it be in your team? What are you doing in order to demonstrate that with your life, in your lived experience of being a human being in your current context.
Twin City psychologist Dr. Cedric Williams for the WGLT series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. Williams is founder and CEO of the Twin Cities-based Legacy Consulting and Research Group. Find all the interviews and stories from this series and more with Williams right now at WGLT.org.